We're pleased to have in studio for the remainder of the program with us, Rodney and Jody Matthews with Akron's Urban Vision. Thanks for coming back, you two. Always love having you here.
Always a joy to be here.
Amen.
And now we got to start talking a little bit about personal things that are going on in your life, because we have to extend our condolences for the listeners who don't know. You just lost your mother.
I did. She was my best friend, inspiration, great storyteller, loved children. Really had involved in the ministry and everything. So, yes, I do miss her greatly.
Now, I don't know how much to pry on this, so just stop me, because I know we're in live radio here. But, I mean, was this expected, unexpected?
She's been struggling for the last year and a half or so. So we kind of had some inkling things were going on with her. But, so she just kind of got worn out and it was when she entered in hospice, it happened quicker than we had thought it was. I thought I'd have like 6 months or so, but it really happened within a period of a week and a half. And that was just a shock. So,
But, interesting. I don't know if you've been following it, but Eugene Peterson just passed away. And it was a very similar story. He entered hospice and just like a week later.
Yeah.
He was gone.
Actually, my mom was kind of worn out. And I think when she actually had the idea that she entered into hospice, I think it almost gave her permission in itself to let go, you know, but she knew the Lord, and I know one day I'm going to see her again.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling with that broken reality in my life right now.
Yeah. And you know, so often we as Christians, I think we forget our brokenness until God like shoves it in our face in some respects.
Mm-hmm.
And praise the Lord, I haven't lost a parent yet.
Mm-hmm.
And may it be a long time till I do, but can you just even try to tell us what that would be like for those of us who don't know? I mean, how it was hard. But can you even find the adjective?
I don't know. It was probably, it was definitely the most difficult experience that I've ever experienced. My mom was actually at home when she passed too. So I didn't even know what that really meant. You know, I mean, I was face to face with death, and that was a new experience for me. And I know many people have gone through that, but that was just our journey in the moment. And it was really hard. It was kind of like holding her hand until Jesus took it. And it was a long, you know, that week and a half, even though it seemed like it was fast, but it was really hard.
Yeah.
So I always told my mom, I said, I wish I would have told you you're in the last mile, but I kept telling her you're in the last mile, but I should have said you're in the last 20 miles. But the Lord is good, and he's gracious, and he's been my rock. And so, but yet I still find myself in those broken, messy places.
And see, that's beautiful the way you described that. Because I think sometimes we feel pressure as Christians to say, to only say, well, God's good and it's all going to be okay. But we can simultaneously say, wow, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. It's painful. It's excruciating. And yet God is good. It sounds like that's the cry of your heart at the moment.
Who else has the words of life, Brian? You know?
Amen.
And so that is our rock. I mean, it's not just a trite little saying that we say, but I was in Giant Eagle the other day, and I was at one of those overdone spots, kind of feeling a little numb. I was doing grocery shopping for several people, my dad, myself, and probably the ministry. So I had several things going on, and I was like, oh, gosh.
Did you have two carts or just an overflowing single cart?
I just had overflowing, usually single cart, but the lines were going out the back, and the lights were going off saying, please wait, help is on the way. And I'm thinking, okay, all right, help is on the way. But so I just let several people go ahead of me because I just had so much. And it just, in that moment, it opened a conversation between this young man in front of me and myself. And
well, you know, before you get to that, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
So no one in their right mind is at a grocery store with like the lights flashing and a full cart and let somebody go in front of them. Okay. So now I know nice people do that, but I mean, most of us, we get to the checkout and we go, really? You have two people checking people out and there's 25 people in line.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Could you call someone up here? And so take us to, you said you just let people go in front of you. What was your emotional and spiritual state that you would
I don't think it was because I was being so nice. I was just numb in the moment.
From losing your mom. And then you mentioned before your brother is struggling too?
Yes. My brother is also in hospice right now. And so we don't know how many days we have left with him. So you can have the listeners pray for him. I appreciate that. So it's been a rough season. So I'm standing in line. And so it wasn't so much that I was being nice.
You're just like, this is never going to end, so you might as well just go in front of me.
That's right.
I'm having a horrible day.
Yeah. And so I was just there, and all of a sudden it did open a conversation. And before I knew it, you know, I ended up telling him my life story and what was going on in my life. And
the guy in line.
The guy in line. I said, now that you know my life story, he's like, yeah. He goes, but, you know, then he's like, well, I grew up this way. I said, well, if it wasn't for God, you know, that has been my rock, you know. And I don't know where you stand in faith, but that's been my rock and my faith in Christ. And
what did he say?
He's like, well, I grew up such and such. He told me what denomination sure. he grew up in. I said, well, I don't know about denomination, but I just know it was Jesus. And so then all of a sudden he was looking, the lady behind me was looking, and then the cashier, I could tell she was starting to kind of get it perking up. So all of a sudden, just this numbness in line, God started using it in the lives of the people that were around me. And I was very unexpected.
And so. And I so appreciate your honesty in that, how it was an organic moment. You didn't go in there going, you know what? I sure have been suffering. I'm kind of like Job really today. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to witness to someone in the grocery store.
Yeah, no.
No, you did it out of your brokenness. You know, since you are leaders in ministry, I would wonder whether as you experience this personal loss of your mother and now your brother is in hospice, do you feel pressure to pretend like you're okay because you're leading?
I think there was I feel like there probably was an expectation from myself to be okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Not from others necessarily, but even from us. Yeah.
No, but I felt like, you know, okay, Jody, I got to get myself together. I got to, you know, there's so many other needs and people are hurting everywhere. I need to pull it together, but I've had to learn to allow myself to have time. And I still am in the midst of that time. But the greatest thing has been I've been really met in the area of ministry where people have been ministering back to me. The young people, you know, the young lady who gave me a card from the kids that all the day camp kids gave me cards for my mom. And when one of the leaders said, Jody, Miss Jody, you know, your mom is, she's just moved to another country. And coming from a refugee heart, you know, she was sharing this with me. And I was like, you get it. You understand this. And it was just such a minister to my heart. So God has been doing that over and over. But it's been hard because I feel like I'm going back into leadership in several pieces.
Yeah, so. And you know, I want to be careful how I characterize it because we're all broken people, but sure. you tend to work with people who've experienced more physical brokenness and emotional brokenness in this world right now or recently. Mm-hmm. Does that make it harder or easier to go through this loss as a ministry leader when you've got people around you who maybe fled their country from war or lost family members as well?
Yeah, I think sometimes the enemy puts lies in our heart saying, let's do the compare game of my pain's greater than your pain.
Right.
But I do believe that we all just have to surrender our pain, whatever it is, you know, whether it be loss of close one or loss of job or loss of relationship, or we have to keep bringing that, our pain, to God. And God meets us there. No matter what pain we're struggling with, He meets us there. But it's just surrendering those pieces to God and allowing Him to pick us up and pull us back together through Him. Yeah.
And so I want to be better personally at sometimes wearing my brokenness on my sleeve, for lack of a better comparison, because it's so easy to get caught in this trap of just, you know, I'm fine. I got to be strong. And yet I see how God used your brokenness in public. So how did you get there where you were willing to just kind of let it all fall apart at Giant Eagle? Not fall apart, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think it's just we do life because in Him we move, we live, we have our being. And we're talking about not just talking about the gospel, Rodney and I, you know, in the ministry, but we're talking about being the gospel. And being the gospel is not just in our good moments, it's in also our valleys. And not that I've arrived there and there's times I've done good and there's times I haven't.
Sure.
Done that. And so, but just in that moment when I was in the line at Giant Eagle, you know, it just happened to be that God just was saying, Jody, if you just surrender this, I can use this. And I wasn't thinking that, but I was just in that state of God, I'm just a mess. Here I am. I'm just going to go get my groceries for my dad, for the ministry, for ourselves. And here I am. And so God just takes that and He uses it. And it was funny because after we talked and I let another person go by, the guy goes, he goes, wow, you have a lot of patience. I said, no, I have a lot of Jesus. And then that's when everybody was just like looking and talking. And then lady at the cash register. She even put all my groceries in. She came out, "Come on, honey, give me a hug. If you anybody oh, needs a cute. Hug, you come and you come and see me." And so it was just a great moment. I wasn't expecting it.
Well,
it was great.
And see, I think the beautiful part of that too is that you said I have a lot of Jesus, not in a sense of spiritual arrogance, like
no.
I'm better than you, so I let you go first, but in
no.
a sense of spiritual brokenness.
Yes.
You said, "Look, all I got is Jesus right now. So you know this line that's moving too slow.
Yes.
God bless that cashier, but." Everything's horrible. Just get in front of me.
Right. And Praise I think actually it's in those broken moments where I'm not so concerned about what everybody else is thinking. Because a lot of times I am like, oh, what are they going to think? How are they going to respond to this? You know, in my own. But yet in that moment, because I was so broken, you're right. I just shared it. And it's been opening doors for conversation more and more as, you know, I'm going through this brokenness with my mom and my dad and now with my family, my brother. It's been an experience that it's been really coming to the core of who I am. So,
you know, before we say goodbye today, I think it's important for us to take a minute and have you offer some advice. I'm not sure if you're far enough away from this yet, but you know, God sometimes does this where I didn't know when the show ended yesterday that Eugene mm-hmm. Peterson was going to pass away in mm-hmm. hospice care. Yeah. We talked about that today. Our medical doctor guest, he changed mm-hmm. topics. He wanted to mm-hmm. talk about hospice. And mm-hmm. now I didn't know you were going to talk
yeah.
about hospice either.
Yeah.
So what's your spiritual wisdom for those who are facing this right now, that have a family member in hospice?
Take it one resurrected moment at a time. And that's what it is. You know, the same power that rose Christ from the dead lives in us. And he lives in us in those broken moments. So we just live one resurrected moment at a time.
What else can we do?
That's what we do. So,
And for those who want to get plugged into what your ministry is doing, because it's obvious that you guys love the Lord, mm-hmm. I'll ask Rodney this since
okay.
He's been just chilling over here. We love you too, man. So how can people get connected to Urban Vision if they want to really care for the least of these in your area?
Yeah, the best thing to do is just jump on the internet there and go to our website at urbanvisionministry.org. And there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities. If you want to get connected another way, Jody likes to come out and speak to different groups as well and share about what God's doing in her life and in the ministry. We'd love to have an opportunity to come there too. So anything, just connect us at the website there.
And you've got a book as well if folks want to get a closer mm-hmm. look at the mm-hmm. brokenness and lessons you've
yep.
learned.
Yep, A Call to the Edge. Yep.
You have to go right to the edge to get it, actually. I'm just kidding.
Yep, it is true. We just don't want to go over the edge. We just want to get to the edge so we can see what God has for us. So, yep.
Thank you for your openness and
yeah.
sharing that story. I'm believing that the Lord's going to use that in someone's life today to get them through
yeah.
the next resurrected moment.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you for that, mm-hmm. sister.
All right.